Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 11 of Pepperdine People. I'm Molly Drobnik, Public Relations Manager at Pepperdine University, and I'm joined today by Michael Zakian, Director of the Frederick R. Weissman Museum of Art at Pepperdine University. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, we wanted to have Michael in for a conversation about the current Robert Dowd Pop Art Money exhibit. The first question I'd like to ask is really, who was Robert Dowd and why is his art important?
Well, Robert Dowd was one of the first pop artists to work here in Los Angeles. So he was a historically important figure. He was an artist who was working in a style when it was really brand new and cutting edge. So he was very much an innovator, and yet he was forgotten after his death. So this exhibition is the first major retrospective to kind of revive his art and his career since he passed away in 1995.
And how do you think he came to develop his unique style of painting in the 1960s?
Well, I guess to understand that, we have to go back a little bit further and to look at his origins as an artist. Robert Dowd is from Michigan. He was raised in Detroit at the tail end of the Depression. Apparently wasn't a very good student, dropped out of high school and joined the Marines. But while he was in the Marines, he actually ended up being stationed here in California, Camp Pendleton. And he wrote in his memoirs, one weekend he was on leave and took a bus up to Laguna. And wandering around Laguna, he happened to stop in the Laguna Art Museum. And he said it was his first real exposure to actual authentic paintings. I guess he never went to the museums in Detroit. And that one day, walking around and seeing the paintings inspired him to become an artist. And after he got out of the Marines, he went to art school in Detroit at a school called the Center for Creative Studies, which is still operating. And actually, while he was in art school, he did his first pop art painting, which was a stop sign. And he had noticed a stop sign on the street. And he decided to paint it exactly the way a stop sign looks, as just a very graphic, two-dimensional image. And he did that in 1959. So that painting ranks among one of the earliest pop art paintings done in this country. And then in 61, he came to Los Angeles, and in 62 did his first painting of money. And then his work just continued from there.
How do you describe pop art, and how did he come to develop that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's really fascinating because pop art, in a way, is so California and so much like Los Angeles. The word pop art comes from the word popular, and basically it was a style that arose in the very early 60s, 61, 62, where a number of artists such as Andy Warhol or Roy Lichtenstein, they decided that that the popular imagery that they saw around them in advertisements, on billboards, magazines, was far more interesting than anything they could invent or come up with on their own. So they started just copying or imitating or somehow replicating the commercial imagery that they were seeing in the urban landscape all around them. And I think one reason why pop art here in L.A. was such a fascinating movement was that Los Angeles is kind of the quintessential pop city. I mean, L.A. was based on Hollywood and the movie industry and television, and those are all popular media. In the 60s, L.A. had, large billboards, something that you would never see in a city like New York, and that billboard imagery was very, very pop. So in a way, it was kind of natural for Robert Dowd to develop his pop art here.
Who came first, Robert Dowd or Andy Warhol?
You know, that's a really interesting question. Robert Dowd started doing his money paintings in 62, and Andy Warhol started doing his first pop art paintings, which were also of money, in 62.
Interesting.
And it really comes, I mean, to really answer that question, you'd have to, figure out who was doing what week by week or month by month. But the interesting thing is that they didn't know each other. So the fact that they were making the same type of art on opposite sides of the country at the same time, I think shows that they were just two people responding to the same kind of information in their culture. So I don't think you could really say that one ever influenced the other, because it really was simultaneous. But that is kind of just a really fascinating coincidence.
And so if they are so similar, how is Robert Dowd's art so distinctive, and how is his style different than that of Andy's?
Well, one of the things that I wrestled with in putting this show together what happened to Robert Dowd. The fact that Robert Dowd was making pop art as early as Andy Warhol, and he was acknowledged at that time. In fact, there was an important exhibition held at the old Pasadena Art Museum, which is now the Norton Simon Museum of Art. But this was an exhibition called New Paintings of Common Objects, and it was held in the fall of 1962. And Robert Dowd was included in that show along with Andy Warhol and Roy Lichtenstein, Jim Dine, a few other California painters, Joe Good, Wayne Thiebaud, Ed Ruscha. The fascinating thing is that Robert Dowd was the only one in that group who didn't become famous. And I was really puzzled by that. It was like, well, why wasn't he more famous? Why was he forgotten? And at first I thought it might have been something with his personality. Maybe he was more withdrawn or less social. But everyone I've spoken to who knew him told me what a wonderful person he was, friendly, outgoing. So that couldn't have been the answer. And after I started looking at the art, I realized that there was something very distinctive about Dowd's style. When Dowd painted money, and again, this show focuses on his money paintings, each one was different. In fact, in the exhibition, we have a row of four or five versions of the Lincoln $5 bill. And they're all very different from one another. Whereas, when Andy Warhol did the Marilyn Monroe or the Campbell soup can, he tried to make them all look the same.
Right.
And I think the pop art that became kind of well-known or canonical was the pop art that tried to emphasize the impersonal side of the image, that tried to make the painting look like a billboard or look like an advertisement. The thing about Robert Dowd is that his paintings always look like paintings. He had a very kind of free gestural brushstroke. In many of Dowd's paintings, you have these very, very kind of painterly areas of color where you could see vibrant brushwork, which you don't see in most of the other pop artists. The pop artists who came to represent the movement tried to hide the hand of the artist. And Robert Dowd was always approaching these images as a painter, making them look very, very painterly. Very, very subjective.
Which is interesting. It's almost as if he missed the boat for both.
Yeah, I know. And in fact, the funny thing is Robert Dowd only did his pop art paintings for 6 years. He did them from 62 to 68. And then around 68, 69, he moved into another direction. He became very interested by the surrealist painter Magritte, whose own work was focused on kind of philosophical questions of appearance and illusion. As you know, if you see something, how do you know it's real? And Dowd became very much influenced by that work, and completely stopped doing the money and stamp paintings. The funny thing is that I found in his papers just a little sheet ripped out of a yellow legal pad where he had done this little synopsis of his career. And he never once used the word pop art. And he said that in the 60s he was painting symbols. So I guess he saw the money paintings as kind of a symbol of something rather than a real, true, example of pop art.
And what do you think the symbolism of those paintings was to him?
Well, and I think this gets really interesting, and it's kind of ironic, and I think actually ultimately very sad is that the fellow who painted this pop art, all these paintings of pop art money, never had any. Robert Dowd was always struggling throughout his life. He did sell paintings to collectors, but not in sufficient numbers to really support his career as an artist. So he was always taking on other jobs, trying to come up with other ways of making money. He did a lot of graphic design work. And also he and his wife tried to devise various kind of products that they could market and sell. They were among the first people to make refrigerator magnets in the very early 1970s, and they did that for a while. So he was never an artist who really had the time to devote full time to his art. He was always trying to kind of make a living some other way. So that had an impact on his own art in a way.
But in terms of his choice of painting money and stamps, so why do you think he chose those? I mean, he trying to communicate about the times of that?
I think he was fascinated by money because if you think of it, a dollar bill is only ink on a piece of paper. It's just a printed piece of paper. And I think he was really fascinated by that whole phenomenon is why is this little piece of printed paper worth $20 or $50 or a dollar? Or why is something that an artist makes possibly worth nothing? In fact, there's this wonderful quote where he talked about the fact that he saw money as an epic form of American literature in the tradition of P.T. Barnum and tabloid journalism. And I think he ultimately saw money as this great sham or ruse or con game.
By the government?
By the government, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the government makes people believe in these tiny little pieces of green printed money and makes people work for it and crave it and covet it and... And it's really all just one illusion.
Mm-hmm. Well, in talking about the exhibit, what are some of your favorite pieces and associated stories among the 70 major works on display?
Oh, there's a number. There's a series that he did that are among my favorite, showing the back of the $10 bill. And on the back of the $10 bill is the Treasury Building. And, the Treasury Build or the Treasury Department is responsible for the Mint, but also the Secret Service and also the IRS. So I think the Treasury Building or Treasury Department was a division of the federal government that a lot of people like to hate. But in this series, he shows the Treasury Building on fire, which is really, really, really funny.
Which actually did happen.
What's the Treasury Building on fire? I didn't know that.
Well, I believe, isn't that why he cited that? Or maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think he did this kind of to make an ironic statement.
I see.
Because he has the Treasury Building on fire. He also has the Treasury Building struck by a tornado. And I don't think they had tornadoes in Washington, D.C. But in fact, under one of the drawings for this series, he told this little story. I'll read it because it's kind of funny and you really get a feeling for his sense of humor. The Great U.S. Treasury Fire. At 12:42 p.m., fire broke out on the top floor of the Treasury Building, sending clouds of black smoke into the Washington sky. a major threat to our nation's money supply was averted when hundreds of onlookers dashed into the building, jammed their pockets full of new bills, and ran for safety. Many are still running. So you had these heroic citizens that risked their life to run into the Treasury building and remove the money so it wouldn't burn. And you know, what's so ironic is that whole topic is so timely today with the financial crisis and everything's going on with our banks. So in a way, I think Robert Dowd really had his fingers on the pulse of the financial system and what it was all about.
So those are a few of your favorite pieces. What might be one other that really stands out to you?
Well, I think it's the Vincent dollar. You know, we put politicians on our money, usually presidents. And I think Robert Dowd asked the question of why. You know, there are so many people that contribute to our society, scientists, engineers, doctors, novelists, what have you, artists, that don't get the respect they deserve. In France, they put artists on their money, but in America, it's only presidents and politicians. So I think in response to that, he did this wonderful painting. It's actually one of the most beautiful works he's done, I think, that he just titled The Vincent Dollar. And it's a $1 bill, but instead of George Washington, it's Vincent van Gogh. And he painted it in the style of Vincent van Gogh. And it's just a charming painting that I think says so much about his art and about the status of artists in our society.
And definitely you wouldn't see something like that coming out of Andy Warhol's work.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. And here's where I think you see the breadth and the range of Robert Dowd. I mean, in a way, he was more inventive than so many of the other pop artists who did become famous. He was more creative.
Amazing that he didn't. As the director of the Frederick R. Weissman Museum of Art, you're tasked with selecting new exhibits, among other things. As Robert Dowd's work has not been talked about much in the art world since his death in 1995, how did you first hear about his life work and find the 70 pieces on display?
Well, that's a fascinating story. You know, actually, the funny thing about Robert Dowd is that when he first started making these money paintings in the early 60s, he was getting considerable attention. And some of the first books on pop art that were written in the early mid-60s include him and his work. And I remember when I was in college and took a modern art class and had to read about pop art, I saw his work. But he was one of those figures who kind of always was around. Like, I would see a painting here and there once I moved to California and began working in the museum field. But, you know, he's just one of those people that people didn't think about. And actually, a couple of years ago, I was visiting a collector's home in Beverly Hills and noticed that they had a painting on the wall. And started talking to the collector about it and found that they had a small group of his works, a couple of dozen, and they're probably the biggest collectors of his work. And that became the core. I talked to them about doing a show. They were very eager and happy to lend their works. So I used that as the beginning, and then I just started doing research, calling people, calling auction houses, calling dealers, asking them if they knew of other paintings in collections, and that's how I tracked them all down.
I love that process. It's very interesting.
It really is detective work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I found paintings, you know, tucked away in a public storage unit, and they wind up in all places.
Why do you think this exhibit is so important to the Weissman Museum and the art world at large?
Well, you know, one of the things I try to do is come up with exhibitions that contribute to our knowledge of art history, particularly here in California. Robert Dowd's works fit us so well in so many ways. You know, Frederick Weissman was a major collector of art in the from the 60s until his death in the early 90s. But he was most active probably in the 60s and 70s. And Mr. Weissman was a big collector of pop art. So on one hand, the theme fits very well with the work that he collected. And then it's, I think it's perfect for us here at Pepperdine. It's art that's very, very accessible. You don't have to know a lot about art or art history to see the exhibition and be able to relate to the work because everyone's seen Money. And plus, it does make that contribution. I wrote an exhibition catalog. What do we have? An 80-page book. And the essay I wrote was an extended study of his work and career. And it's actually the first significant writing. Before I wrote the exhibition catalog, I think the longest thing written on his work was a short little catalog essay. And that was it. So it does make a contribution to the history of California art and culture.
Very much indeed. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the Robert Dowd Pop Art Money exhibit, Michael.
Well, thank you, Molly. It was a pleasure to be with you.
And I'm Molly Drobnik. Thanks for listening to this conversation with Michael Zakian, director of the Frederick R. Weissman Museum of Art.